This is the Ethanol Report. I'm speaking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, about an EPA announcement made this past Friday on the final hurdle that has been overcome for the sale of E15 in this country. And Bob, I got to ask you, I thought the final hurdle was already overcome. What happened?
Well, EPA determined that there was as yet another final hurdle because as they reviewed the request from gasoline marketers to begin actually selling E15, they recognized that there were gasoline pumps out there in the marketplace that would be offering E15 for sale to consumers that might have a variety of configurations. And they grew concerned that consumers would pull up to a pump that had previously been used to sell E15, and because there's one-third of a gallon of fuel, residual fuel, in the hose at the pump, that could leave some fuels out of compliance. And so while we thought the final step had been taken, the EPA decided, nope, there has to be one other step. We need to figure out how to assure that there won't be misfueling for that one-third of a gallon that remains in the hose, potentially causing an issue for someone that might just get a gallon. And so we had to go back to the drawing boards. We had to address that issue with EPA. We did so through an addendum to our misfueling mitigation plan and our retailer handbook. And it essentially requires that gasoline marketers offering E15 for sale to the public have a minimum 4-gallon sale requirement to assure that that one-third of a gallon that remains in the hose doesn't cause a problem for anybody, and they have to be labeled as such. So it was one more hurdle, but having addressed that with EPA, the agency has now sent two gasoline marketers approvals for sale. So E15 can indeed be offered for commercial sale today. We are finally here.
Now, EPA has given approval to the first retailers so that we can start selling technically E15 today. Is that going to happen?
We think it's going to happen soon for a couple of marketers. They are indeed looking at their pump configuration, figuring out what they need to do. The bigger challenge now for them is just finding blend stock because EPA has as yet failed to extend the volatility tolerance that exists for 10% ethanol blends to E15. There still may be some marketers out there that will have difficulty during the summer months finding blend stock. So what we're really focusing on would be gasoline marketers in RFG areas or in low gasoline volatility areas where the volatility blend stock that they need might be available.
I know Friday was Iowa Ethanol Day in Iowa, and they thought that it was pretty coincidental or serendipitous, I believe was the word that was used by Monty Shaw, that the EPA finalized approval of E15 on that day. And they seem to think they're pretty close. What do you think about the possibility that Iowa might be the first to offer E15?
Well, certainly Iowa, Kansas, and Illinois, one of those is going to be the first state. And it will probably happen this week. So we're really looking forward to it. But the other states might take a little bit longer as they, really begin to wrap themselves around the fact that E15 is now commercially available and address some of their state regulatory hurdles. But we're getting there. I got to tell you, this has been a long slog, and there are days that it seems it's one step forward, two steps back. But the RFA's technical staff, led by Christy Moore and Robert White, have done, I think, yeoman's work addressing each of the issues that EPA has wanted to have addressed and knocking them down. And now we're just in urban warfare. We're going to be going house to house, state to state, knocking down any regulatory barriers and making sure the consumers have options, that they have the ability to use E15 if they want to.
Well, you're also doing a nationwide fuel survey in cooperation with Growth Energy. This is also a requirement by EPA. Tell me about how that's going.
Well, EPA wanted to know exactly where all the E15 was going to be sold in the country and where it was not being sold in the country. And so they required that the industry fund a national survey. So even though in the next couple of weeks there'll probably only be a handful of blenders utilizing E15, we've got to have a survey in place across the country. And we have, in fact, done that. The industry has stepped up. They funded the survey. We initiated that survey program last Friday so that E15 could be offered for sale commercially, because until that survey was operational, it would not have been allowed to be sold commercially. But the survey is now up and running, soon EPA is going to be getting data on where E15 is and is not being sold, and we'll have a good sense as to whether or not marketers are complying with the various labeling requirements and product transfer documentation requirements and everything they have to do in order to sell E15 legally.
Now, we've been seeing ethanol production amounts going up lately with the annualized rate. We're getting real close to 14 billion gallons. Why is this ability to sell E15, as we're seeing production increase, so important for the industry?
Well, obviously, we're, as you note, right up against that blend wall, because while we are selling close to 14 billion gallons on a national level, the amount of gasoline sold annually is falling. Today, it's going to be probably less than 135 billion gallons of fuel. So at 10%, if you're limited to just 10%, you really can't sell much more than 13 billion gallons of ethanol in this country. Well, last year, we had 1 billion gallons of exports, and that's what kept many companies profitable and in operation. But the export markets have not been quite as robust this year as last. And unless we're able to move beyond 10% ethanol, there will be some real challenges for the ethanol industry.
What is the industry doing, and RFA in particular, to educate consumers about E15?
Well, there's a website, because one of the things that EPA again required was a national public information campaign, and so in conjunction with Growth Energy, we had put forward a E15 consumer education website. We're also putting stuff on our own website, getting the word out as much as possible. I know that other groups are looking at advertisements and things like that. So I think that consumers will know about this. Certainly, we are doing everything possible to inform gasoline marketers and help them reach out to their consumers and help them educate the consumer as they come to the stations of the options and limitations of E15.
Thank you very much, Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.